Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. Two 420-foot vertical speedways, three launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Measure that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 G's in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.
Your industry is unique. It faces its own challenges and risks that set it apart. That means choosing just any insurance company just won't cut it. At The Hartford, we take pride in knowing the ins and outs of your industry and help provide solutions that suit how you do business, from liability and property insurance to workers' comp and more. At The Hartford, we don't just talk about specialization, we live it. Learn how The Hartford can help your business at thehartford.com.
Meet Gary. Gary's about to become an Einstein in an instant.
Whoa, Einstein hair. I like it.
That's right, Gary, because you're using Salesforce powered by Einstein AI to connect data, predict business trends, generate personalized content, and wow customers.
I do feel a lot smarter.
Because you're not just Gary anymore. You're Gary, empowered by Einstein AI.
Did you hear that, team? I'm an Einstein.
Oh, can I get a selfie?
The number one AI CRM. Now everyone's an Einstein with Salesforce.
You're listening to Bloomberg Business Week with Carol Messer and Bloomberg Quick Takes' Tim Stenovic on Bloomberg Radio.
Our next guest comes courtesy of one of our technical directors here at Bloomberg Radio, Sebastian Escobar. Yes, we listen to everybody on our team. He read about an interesting startup that's already raised millions of dollars and helped homeowners use EVs as backup power for their homes. This is innovative.
Yeah, it's called Decibel, and we got Marc-André Forget, the founder and CEO of the company. He's talked to us all about how homeowners can use EVs as backup power for their homes. Let's talk about bi-directional charging, Marc-André. It's great to have you with us. He joins us via Zoom from Montreal. So, Marc, what's the problem that this is trying to solve here? I mean, obviously, it's if your power goes out, right, you can use the big battery that you've got to continue to power your home. But why is this so much more challenging than you know, just simply flipping a switch?
Well, you're absolutely right. The second largest asset purchase for any family is our car. And the car sits in the driveway most of the time. And right now, California, Texas, Florida with hurricanes, we have lots of blackouts. So the concept is very simple, how to use the energy from the EV to power the home during a blackout. I already pay for that energy. I already pay for that EV, so I want to leverage it. It's looked that simple on papers. But now we need to combine the technology from EV that is still in its infancy and, of course, the world of regulation inside homes to make it universally compatible. And this is really what we have achieved with our Decibel technology and our Decibel platform. We create a universally compatible solutions that can take the energy from the EV to power your home during a blackout.
So is this essentially, you know, people buy generators, right? Just in case. Is this essentially kind of forward-looking alternative energy generator? Is that basically how we should look at it?
I think it's one of the use case, but Decibel is a 4-in-1 device. We do much more than this. The Decibel is a home energy station. It's also your solar energy. It's your blackout power using your EV or your stationary battery. It's also your home energy management system, all combined into a single unit. So not only we can charge your car faster, we can use the energy from the EV to power your home during a blackout, but also we can charge your EV using the solar energy that so far is still free and non-taxable.
Okay, so help me imagine what this looks like here, because you said it's also for use for solar. How does that work? I mean, is the idea that you have a solar power, you have solar panels at your home and those charge your EV, and the EV is that power station in your home?
That's absolutely correct. You put solar panel on the roof of your home and it's going to generate absolutely enough energy to charge your EV and some leftover of the energy for your home, or vice versa. And the car here is used as a battery to store this excess energy, or for examples, to use this energy to reduce your energy invoice as a time of high cost, like dinner time. So use your car as a battery, use solar to charge it, reducing your costs and protecting your assets.
So it's not just for emergencies.
No.
It's the idea is to offset the higher costs that you have of power too.
So it takes you off the grid. So it takes you off the grid a little bit, right?
Well, it's a combinations. It's a combinations, right? The grid right now require massive infrastructure investment. So we cannot go without the grid. We need the grid in North America. Remember something, there's $1 billion a day of fuel that goes to the gas station every single day to power a passenger car. Mm-hmm. Now imagine all those cars charging at home in the near future, in a decade or so. We're gonna need major investment in energy generation at the home levels. This is where distributed home energy stations make so much sense. We can defer infrastructure costs for the utilities, lowering the rates, therefore leveraging your assets in the driveways and generating more clean energy and being more resilient energy.
Mark, doesn't this wear out the battery?
Well, that's a good question. The answer is very likely. How I can say that to you? Well, it's very simple. When you drive your cars on the highways right now, you're using your battery right now to move your cars. To power your home, it's impressive, but we only use a fraction of that energy power to power your home. It's funny, but it takes less energy to power your home than pushing your EV on the highway. Therefore, the usage of the battery is way less than driving your car on the highway. And still, it's to your own benefits. It's to power your home during a blackout, is to reduce your energy invoice. And therefore, it makes sense.
Okay, we still have a bunch of more questions, which means you can't go anywhere. We're going to come back and continue our conversation. We are talking with Marc-André Forget. He's the founder and CEO of the Montreal Canadian-based Decibel. And we're going to continue this conversation because I want to get into costs, sustainability, right? Like I want to see kind of the full loop when it comes to sustainability.
Attention campers, the new Camp Snoopy at Kings Island brings your family summer camp fun all season long. Head to Camp Snoopy with Charlie Brown and the whole Peanuts gang for fun and adventure. Race forwards and backwards on the new family boomerang coaster, Snoopy Soapbox Racers. Explore on your own with more space to roam at Beagle Scout Acres. And don't forget to grab a snack at Pigpen's Mess Hall. It's a new way to play with the Peanuts gang at Camp Snoopy. Now open, only at Kings Island, for the fun of it.
Meet Gary. Gary's about to become an Einstein in an instant.
Whoa, Einstein hair. I like it.
That's right, Gary, because you're using Salesforce powered by Einstein AI to connect data, predict business trends, generate personalized content, and wow customers.
I do feel a lot smarter.
Because you're not just Gary anymore. You're Gary, empowered by Einstein AI.
Did you hear that, team? I'm an Einstein.
Oh, can I get a selfie?
The number one AI CRM. Now everyone's an Einstein with Salesforce.
I want to get right back to our guest. Still with us is Marc-André Forget, founder and CEO of the Canadian-based Decibel. He is with us still via Zoom from Montreal. Hey, Mark, so you're talking about what you guys are doing in these home energy stations and basically, you know, making it possible to use your EV, right, to charge and power your home. Where are you? What's the growth of the business? What's your plans for coming into the U.S. market?
Well, I'm happy to announce that about a month ago, we just got our certification on our platform, one of the most stringent certifications for our platform that allow us now to communicate with utilities in real time. Following the certification of this platform later this fall, so we're going to start to roll out device, and we're going to start with California, following by Texas, Florida, and New York.
When does that happen?
So this fall, later this fall, we're gonna announce a different pilot project in collaboration with different partners in California. So the first unit's gonna be delivered in homes in California this fall. Texas may follow in Q1 with Florida and Texas in Q1 2023.
Do utilities hate you though? Because aren't you basically making it so forgive me, I go extreme occasionally. You know, aren't you making it so individuals can kind of be independent, right? There's solar panels on your roof, it's recharging everything, and then they're tapping into that power.
I don't know, what about that Texas grid? It's you know, it needs
could
all the help it
help.
Can get, right?
Yeah.
You can be surprised that I still have friends in the utility business. The fact is, no, we may say a love-hate relationship, but most of the utilities really appreciate what Decibel can offer. Let me explain. When the utilities want to interact with homes today, nobody takes the call. There's no engineers, there's no CFO at home, right? So if the utilities want to have the support of homes today to maintaining the energy cost, a device need to exist inside your homes. This is exactly what the Decibel Home Energy Station is. So if the price of electricity go very high on the market and they want the support and want to give you back money, for example, to use a little bit of energy from your EV, the Decibel Home Energy Station is going to basically automatically react to that call. And if you agree to it, can push back energy, reducing the stress on the infrastructures, reducing the energy costs. This is really where the complementarity with the grid happens.
But wait, what am I missing? Because I'm just thinking you're then taking essentially money away from a utility. No, right? Because you're not, because it gives an individual or a homeowner the ability to pop off the grid, right?
Well, the price of electricity vary during the day.
Right.
Of course, when you have a lot of, for example, renewable generation, solar generation at noon, the cost of energy on the wholesale market is quite low. However, at dinner time, we all cook dinners, we have the baths, we have a high demand for electricity, putting the grid at stress. Utilities want to try to level up or flat this curve. This is exactly where the home energy station come at play for them, right?
We use
it and we resell it at dinner time.
Okay, let's talk Tesla here, because this is a company that has a power wall. It's a battery for your home. It's got solar, a small part of the business, to be sure, compared to the vehicles that it sells. But what's going to stop Tesla from building exactly what you're doing at Decibel? And including that as part of a supercharger, because I look at this on your website and it looks like it's a supercharger, but couldn't Tesla incorporate the technology you have and therefore leapfrog you, bypass you?
Well, we share a common passion with Tesla, is to serve the homeowners with more cost-effective, renewable and reliable energy. The difference is Tesla, of course, is vertically integrated through the Tesla technology, where Decibel is a universal 4-in-1 devices. We support all EVs, we support all solar installers, and we support multiple brand of storage. So it's a kind of an open ecosystem versus a closed ecosystem, maybe, but agree. The second point is also we have 17 families of patents that we basically passionately developed over the last 7 years that also provide that we can build this Decibel at the price point that the market can bear today.
What's it cost?
The cost for right now, the Decibel R16, if you look at our website at decibel.energy, this is an upscale unit. It's designed for solar storage, EV and mines, home that is 3,000 square feet and up. Mm. And this unit, if you fully install, is an average 20 to 30% less expensive than the competitions. Why? Power of integrations. We mix four different use, solar, bi-directional EV charger, blackout power, energy management into a single box that dramatically reduce the installation cost, the number of box that do be moved. That is the power of integration. So an average 20 to 30% less expensive than a comparable system by the competition.
Today. Okay, so what does it cost? Give me real money here.
Okay, so the Decibel units start at $5,000. And after that, the cost may vary according to the number of solar panels you're going to put on your house, the installation cost, and if you decide or not to put permanent storage into your home. So a typical installation can go as high as $30,000, can be as low as $7,000, according to your need, according what is good for your family.
It does.
But
go ahead.
What is important to remember here, return of an investment for your system is usually between 3 to 5 years. And this system is designed to last 10 to 15 years. So it's going to generate more money than you're going to pay for it.
Are there any tax incentives in place now in different states in the US or as part of the Inflation Reduction Act that this afternoon was signed into law by President Biden that will help offset some of these costs?
Oh, absolutely. I just give you the full cost. Huh. Right now, I must say in some county in the U.S., the sum of the system is very close to almost zero, or with return of investment, that's going to be less than a year. Absolutely. In the Biden Inflation Reduction Act of $369 billion or something, there's a large aspect. It can go as up as $28,000 cashback per house in this program if you consider everything.
Very interesting. Let us know as you start to move into the United States, as you said, in the fall, California, Texas, Florida, New York, you're communicating with the utilities, and so you're going to move along. Let us know as you roll it out. We'd love to hear more. Mark, thank you so much. Marc-André Forget, founder, CEO at the Montreal Canadian-based Decibel, joining us there via Zoom.
You ready to go solar?
I'm all
in. Could you guys do that?
We thought about it once when we redid our roof. I mean, we're a small row house. We don't have a lot of roof space, but we kind of wanted to. So I think technically we could.
We're trying to do it on our condo.
Are you trying to do it?
We just can only get like 5% of the electricity based from the sun.
That's it, right?
Yeah, that's it.
Because there's not a lot
density.
Of density. All
yeah.
right.
Your industry is unique. It faces its own challenges and risks that set it apart. That means choosing just any insurance company just won't cut it. At The Hartford, we take pride in knowing the ins and outs of your industry and help provide solutions that suit how you do business. From liability and property insurance to workers' comp and more. At The Hartford, we don't just talk about specialization, we live it. Learn how The Hartford can help your business at thehartford.com.
Attention campers, the new Camp Snoopy at Kings Island brings your family summer camp fun all season long. Head to Camp Snoopy with Charlie Brown and the whole Peanuts gang for fun and adventure. Race forwards and backwards on the new family boomerang coaster, Snoopy Soapbox Racers. Explore on your own with more space to roam at Beagle Scout Acres. And don't forget to grab a snack at Pigpen's Mess Hall. It's a new way to play with the Peanuts gang at Camp Snoopy. Now open, only at Kings Island, for the fun of it.
Meet Gary. Gary's about to become an Einstein in an instant.
Whoa, Einstein hair. I like it.
That's right, Gary, because you're using Salesforce powered by Einstein AI to connect data, predict business trends, generate personalized content, and wow customers.
I do feel a lot smarter.
Because you're not just Gary anymore. You're Gary, empowered by Einstein AI.
Did you hear that, team? I'm an Einstein.
Oh, can I get a selfie?
The number one AI CRM. Now everyone's an Einstein with Salesforce.